Sri Lanka's National Health Service is the only option for those who can't afford private health care. They seek treatment here at the National Hospital in Colombo or in a network of state hospitals. But the country's economic crisis has hit them hard.
Most people are helpless. We are told to buy everything from outside. Even the needle used to check sugar levels has to be bought from outside. There is no point coming to a government hospital for treatment.
Doctors have been warning of an impending medical disaster as they face shortages affecting their ability to treat patients. Many doctors are reluctant to speak on the record, but some union members are speaking out.
There may be a situation if this continues, when a person comes with a road traffic accident, won't be able to get the surgical services. I can't exactly say when it is going to happen, but if nothing rescuable thing happens, we may have to see one dark day like that.
The private sector is also facing shortages of heart medication, pediatric and other drugs and consumables.
Patients already, they are panicked. Panicked now, they are getting some more sick. Day by day, it's going. Stocks are going out of stock. Today, actually, we had a massive crowd because of the shortage. And they I don't know how we are going to continue this in future.
The government is facing an acute shortage of foreign currency that's affecting its ability to pay for imports. The Ministry of Health says it has now allocated $14 million to secure medical supplies. But critics say the government is risking lives. Rocketing prices, shortages of food, cooking gas and fuel, and 13-hour power cuts have brought Sri Lankans to the streets. Anger and frustration has led to continuous protests here outside the president's office for the past 3 days.
The government says it's taking action, but doctors are desperate, saying lives are being put in danger, and are warning that the crisis will only worsen if supplies aren't provided. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.